Week two of the federal government shutdown. As you've been hearing all morning, Congress remains deadlocked on the future of healthcare funding. In particular, the expiration of tax credits for people who buy insurance through the Affordable Care Act marketplace. Pennsylvania Congresswoman Mary Gay Scanlon is among many congressional Democrats using the shutdown to drum up support for insurance subsidies in their district. This week, she met with faith leaders and constituents in West Philadelphia.
You know, we're going in the wrong direction, and the American people don't like it. And I think folks on both sides of the aisle are beginning to understand that to the extent that they didn't in the past. So I think this is a time when public sentiment really is going to drive what's going on.
Some Republicans remain staunchly opposed to extending the tax credits. Others in the party say they're open to make a deal in order to reopen the government. Anti-violence advocates gathered yesterday at Delaware State University. It was for the first ever In Community Violence Now Summit. Community leaders shared the latest research and strategies to address community violence across the first state. Among the speakers was Gregory Jackson, the former deputy director of the White House Office of Gun Violence Prevention under President Biden. He says underserved communities nationwide are seeing real progress in reducing violence.
Even with poverty, even with housing instability, even with other challenges in our culture, in our communities, in our society, we can still reduce violence. We can make violence non-existent. And that is very possible, but it's also very doable, and it's happening in communities all over the country, like Laurel.
The city of Wilmington has also seen a decline in violence. State leaders hope the creation of Delaware's own Office of Gun Violence Prevention will help even more areas reduce violence even further. Philly forecast for today, mostly sunny, will top out near 68. Clear sky tonight, going down to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, sunny, little chillier, or cooler as the case may be. Either way, highs will be in the low 60s.